is the Schnitt Show.
You know, I got to get this link over to Sue. Hold on a sec. Let me copy this. This link, and again, I can't say most of this on the air, and I made this point last hour, but I want to get this on the website, on the Schnitt list. And Sue, do me a favor, put a warning and a not safe for work before you put this up on the Schnitt list, would you please? But I'm sending this to Sue right now. Sue, email and send. And, you know, folks, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Stormy Daniels and the whole Trump issue. And let me tell you right now that her lawyer saying that Stormy Daniels is not trying to profit off of this is a ridiculous statement. It is a farce. Stormy Daniels has no desire to make any money or profit off the story of the Trump affair. Give me a break. Of course she's trying to profit. She made the $130 to keep her mouth shut, and now she's going to make countless more hundreds of thousands of dollars post the story coming out. Of course this is about money. Give me a freaking break here. This is all about profiteering for Stormy Daniels. I'm not saying that Trump didn't have the affair, but she is absolutely trying to cash in at this point. Why the hell do you think she filed the lawsuit? It's to raise the awareness even more so she can cash in even more. Come on. All right, welcome back to Schnitt. It's hour number two, 800-801-8999, the nationwide number, 800-801-8999. What was that, Sue? Right? Oh, yeah. Well, right. Well, and that's another little legal twist here, is that with the NDA and the agreement, legally, apparently, Donald Trump has a lot of her copyrights to this story. So this is crazy. I mean, just when you thought this couldn't get any more bizarre, it does. Because, hang on, I've got the story here somewhere. I mean, it's crazy. What I do with it? It's around here somewhere. But I mean, the fact is that the president, that Trump could make money off of it. You know, let me go back to the phones. Do we have her standing by? Okay. All right, Cheryl's in Philadelphia, and I right at the end of last hour, folks, I looked up at the call screener screen, and I saw that Cheryl in Philly wanted to talk about Stormy, and it said Stormy's a lowlife, and I said, Cheryl, you want to talk about Stormy? And then right at the end of the hour, right when we were about to close, she goes, oh, my, and I said, oh, I got to talk to you. All right, Cheryl, you're on Schnitt. Welcome to the program.
Hi there. How are you doing?
All's well. So you're not a big Stormy Daniels fan?
Oh, let me tell you. That is the worst thing a woman, that's as low as a woman can make herself low. That is the worst. A woman should never, never publicize herself like this. For money, that's the worst thing you could ever do as a woman to yourself. So you know what? She wants this money. She needs the money. And I think everybody's laughing at her, men and women both. They're all laughing at her. She'll never be. Melania is the woman. And you know, everybody's laughing at her.
Well, hold on one second. Let me ask. Do you think that Trump has cheated on Melania with Stormy Daniels? Do you think that Trump cheated on Melania with McDougal, the Playboy Playmate model? Do you think Trump has ever cheated on Melania?
I can't say that, but I can say somebody that's trying to make money. This has been how many years ago? And I'm going to tell you one more thing. She's old. She's plastic surgery. That's probably why she needs more.
Right? Keep going.
You know, I got to tell you, she probably don't have the moves that she had at one time. She's on a night show the other night calling the host a baby. I mean, she's a slut. She's a low degrade. She degrades women, and she's not one of the Me Too women. She is not from Me Too. She's what causes all that. And I'll tell you another thing, too. Don't give her any more publicity, and I say everybody boycott anything she dances at these clubs with that same golf picture. Come on. She's out for money. You're right.
Well, you know, keep in mind that she's also a porno star, and I mean, her line of work kind of lends herself to being a bit of what you've described so colorfully in this phone call.
Well, here's one more thing. She's got to get money. She's getting old. She can't collect Social Security for it. She's trying to bank some older.
Well, Stephanie, or Cheryl, rather. I called you Stephanie, but Stephanie is her real name. Stormy Daniels' real name. Cheryl, thanks for the call, and I can tell you're very emotional, and you're not going to be watching any.
I'm a Trump believer. Yes, I am. But I'll tell you what, this does not deserve any airtime, and I wouldn't give her a freaking dime.
Well, let me ask you a question, Cheryl. Does it deserve airtime that the Wall Street Journal did publish that report a couple of weeks back?
What don't they air? What don't they air?
Well, it's the Wall Street Journal.
Anything for a couple bucks. The same thing too.
The Wall Street Journal. I mean, they're pretty straight.
They get money for it. Everybody's making money.
Well, I mean, you get web hits. You sell copies of your newspaper. But also, do you know that the Wall Street Journal is the Wall Street Journal is owned by Fox News essentially because the Murdochs, run the Wall Street Journal. It's part of News Corp.
Well, I'm saying this. She is out there. She's thrown herself around. She needs the money. Like I said, she's old. She probably needs plastic surgery. And who would want her after making all those movies? Who would want her?
Yeah, that's
what man in the right mind wouldn't want to pick up a good disease.
Yeah, that's. That's seen some traffic down there, yeah, I would say. Hey, Cheryl, thanks for the phone call.
Welcome, bye.
Have a nice day. Oh, wow, what a great phone call from Cheryl in Philadelphia. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt. 800-801-8999. And there was a story that was out earlier today about that Trump stands to make money on the whole Stormy Daniels case, and would he push this, that with the agreement that Trump technically owns the copyrights to her story? I mean, it's a very in-depth contract that was signed. And again, the contract was not signed with real names. The contract was signed with the names David Dennison and Peggy Peterson. But here's the deal. Here's the rub here. Trump used the name, the pseudonym, David Dennison, but he didn't sign it. And that's where this lawsuit stems from, is that Stormy Daniels is saying that the agreement, this non-disclosure, this hush agreement, is not valid because Trump never signed it under the pseudonym of Double D, David Dennison. Now, Stormy Daniels, she used the fake name Peggy Peterson. And then, of course, this was all done through Trump's longtime attorney, this Michael Cohen, who offered the $130,000 prior to the election in 2016. You know, last week, Michael Cohen filed a secret arbitration action against her. Stormy said that she wanted to come forward about the affair after watching the Access Hollywood tape back in 2016, but Cohen used bully tactics to try to silence her as they were putting the deal together, allegedly, to keep her quiet about the 2006 affair that she allegedly had with Trump. And I don't dispute that. I'm sure she had an affair with Trump. I don't doubt that for a minute, but she is clearly trying to cash in now, and that's all that's at play here. The motivation here is moolah, money, that's it. What else was there? So she's claiming that Cohen used bully tactics to try to silence her, including forcing her to write out the false statement saying that she'd never had a relationship with Trump. She claims that on February 27th of 2018, it's just a week or so ago, Cohen initiated the bogus arbitration proceeding against her in Los Angeles. And on that particular matter, the suit says, quote, put simply, considerable steps have been taken by Mr. Cohen in the last week to silence Ms. Clifford through the use of an improper and procedurally defective arbitration proceeding hidden from public view. You know, I would like to, hey, Sue, who's the most famous presidential historian? Is it that Goodwin lady? Is that her name? The most famous presidential historian is, yeah. So Doris Kearns Goodwin, I know she's a big name. Do me a favor, could you try to hunt her down? Try to hunt down Doris Kearns Goodwin, well-known presidential historian. Can you find out if any other president has been sued by a porn star? Can you? That's a joke. That's a joke, Sue. You don't need to hunt down Doris Kearns Goodwin. And, you know, incidentally, you know, I have some of the language from the lawsuit. I don't know if I need to get into the, but, you know, the name of the company that Michael Cohen had come up with to pay the $130 was called Essential Consultants LLC. So he set up this corporation to pay her. That's who paid her the check. Then we had the story yesterday that the bank upon which the money was wired, they thought it was suspicious, and they reported the $130,000 to the Treasury Department as potentially suspicious money laundering activity. I mean, this story's crazy. This story's just, it's insane. Oh, boy. This has got to be flipping Melania out. I really feel bad for Melania in this whole mess. 800-801-8999, nationwide number on Schnitt, 800-801-8999. Let's grab, how about Kathy's in Las Vegas. Kathy, you're on Schnitt. Welcome to the program. Hi.
Hey, love your program. You're awesome.
Thank you.
And I end up laughing too much. I live here in Vegas, and I don't know if you're in Vegas or not, but it's a crazy city.
No, I'm not physically in Vegas, but my show runs on KXNT in Vegas, right. Obviously. That's where you're listening to me.
Love you. Anyway, I'm sorry for laughing, but she probably needs money for a vagina. I'm sorry, but she probably needs money for a vagina reconstruction surgery.
You mean I've heard of this. The vaginal rejuvenation is what it's called, actually.
Yeah, well, I don't care what it's called, but you know, anybody that goes down there, it's like, man, you're taking your life. You're taking your life in your own hands. I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm a big Trump supporter, and God bless Trump, and God bless Melania. I'm a patriot, and you know what? I'm going to vote for him again. I pray he runs again. But this is just, you know, I mean, everybody's coming out of the woodwork with all this stuff. I mean, 12 years ago? I mean, come on. You know, and you're doing, what, 40 pornos, and all of a sudden now you want money?
Let me ask you a question. Kathy in Vegas, you're a big Trump supporter. Do you think Trump had a bunch of affairs? Do you think he screwed around? Do you think he's a player? Do you think he screwed around on Melania?
You know, currently I doubt it. Very currently I doubt it. Maybe back in the day.
I'm talking about 2006 when Stormy Daniels claims a year or so fling, and then the Playboy model, this McDougal, the Playboy model.
You know, if he was single, I think, you know, go.
No,
for
he
it.
Was he wasn't single. He was married.
You
in fact,
what?
The affair with Stormy Daniels allegedly happened 4 months after Melania gave birth to little Baron. So, yeah, all right, hey, Kathy, thanks for the call, Kathy, and thanks for listening. Have a great day. Man, that was funny. I mean, she was cracking up. That was hysterical. All right, folks, look at my face. Look how smooth it is. Folks, Harry's.com wants to give you a smooth, smooth shave. We're talking highest quality at phenomenal prices. That's the whole Harry's model. The guys that started Harry's, Jeff and Andy, they got sick of the drugstore big brand hosing you with ridiculous prices. How about like $2 a blade with Harry's versus $4 or more at the drugstore? That's what Harry's is all about, with phenomenal top-notch quality, second to none. Harry's. The minute you put the Harry's razor, minute that blade is on your face, you're like, wow, this is good stuff. This is high quality. You know, Harry's razors, we want to get you the trial set. The weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they're offering you the special trial offer. Yeah, you heard me right. Redeem your trial offer. A $13 value. It's all yours when you sign up with Harry's. Try it and you're going to love it. Plus, get the special post-shave balm also free when you use the code SCHNIT at checkout. So here's what you want to do to get the Harry's trial set. Go to harrys.com, use the code SCHNIT at checkout. You'll get the post-shave balm free as well. Harry's.com, the code is SCHNIT. Harry's.com, code SCHNIT.
This is the SCHNIT Show.
I just got an email from a porn star listening to the show in Las Vegas, commenting on the Stormy Daniels situation. All right, phones, more calls coming up, a lot of ground to cover, more Schnitt next.
This is the Schnitt Show. This is the Schnitt Show.
Got to get into the apology from Sam Nutzberg. He's the guy that went nuts the other day, doing phone-in interviews on MSNBC, CNN, New York One, showing up on Air Burnett's show, but then subsequently canceling Good Morning America yesterday morning, and then CNN, because he finally has came to his senses. He's apologized to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. Also, the latest on the Florida gun vote in the Florida legislature, Florida Senate, in the aftermath of what happened in Parkland. We have some news to report. Also, there's a story that's coming out about a gun shop in which the shooter had tried to purchase a gun there. And we'll get to that coming up in just a bit. A lot of ground to cover on Schnitt. You know, I'm trying to get this porno star to call in. I got an email. Sue, tell Jane I'll be right. You know what? Hold on. Let me grab Jane first, and then I'll tell the porno star story. I just got an email from a porno star from Las Vegas that's listening to the show on KXNT, our Las Vegas affiliate, and she wanted to comment in the email about the stats I gave about the lifespan of a porno star's career. And I was talking, if you're just tuning in, I was speaking to the fact that, of course, Stormy Daniels is doing this all for money. I'm not saying that the affair and the fling didn't happen. What I'm saying, though, is that clearly this is all about the Benjamins. It's all about the money. She's trying to cash in. And I'll get into a little more depth in a second. I want to read part of this porno star's email. And Gia the porno star, if you're listening, call in 800-801-8999. Hang on a second, I got a cough. 800-801-8999 is the nationwide number. I'm almost totally over this. If you've noticed, my cough is almost completely gone from that residual mung. 800-801-8999. Gia, the porno star, if you're listening, very nice email. I'd like to share some of that, but I'd love to get you on. So Gia, the porno star from Vegas, 800-801-8999. call in. And I also sent you an email saying, hey, can the show call you and get you on the air? All right, let's grab Jane is, where's Jane? In Illinois? Or are you in Florida? She's in East Point, Florida. Sue, I can't see my screen very clearly. Jane, you're on Schnitt. Thank you for holding. You're up.
Okay. Well, first of all, I wanted to say I really enjoy your show. It's very provocative and entertaining.
Well, that's the goal. I'm a conservative talk show host, but I'm an entertainer first. You have a lot of conservative radio talk shows, and a lot of them, frankly, are just, you know, it's a snooze fest, it's boring. I'm an entertainer first, but, you know, my politics are immovable. I have a passion for my beliefs, and I try to, on a daily basis, just grab a bunch of things that interest me. If there's big breaking news in the world of Trump or politics or whatever the hell's going on, I just grab what interests me, and I just try to put on an entertaining, informative show every day. So thank you, Jane, for the compliment. I do appreciate it.
Okay. Well, my feeling about the whether Stormy Daniels is in it for the money, I think she is. I think for everything that you pointed out, it would make it a duh that she's in it for the money. But for myself, I'm also really interested in, you know, finding out the truth about these supposed affairs with the Playboy bunny and this porn star. Just because to me, I want to know what the truth is about my politicians when I go to vote for them.
Well, Jane, I'll tell you what the truth probably is. Trump is a player, and in Trump's position, being able to surround himself around hot babes. I mean, Melania was a model. Melania came to this country originally as a model. And there was even some talk, it was maybe the Trump modeling agency that he owned, I think that could have been part of the hookup. And, you know, some had said that Trump started the modeling agency so he could have a conveyor belt of hot women to choose from. And listen, we know Trump's personality. We know who he is. And a lot of folks that are Trump supporters, even the religious right that are very supportive of Trump, they seem to look the other way. And I've always said this, that it's baked in, that folks understand who Trump is. He's a reality TV star, and he is unorthodox. It's a 180 from typical politics. He does some things right. He does some things wrong. But that's why Trump seems to get so much of a pass that would doom and sink the ship of other politicians. So, Jane, my question for you, are you a Trump supporter? Did you vote for Trump?
Well, I didn't, and it's because of the Access Hollywood stuff. I mean, the thing that you're talking about, you know, like it concerns me now that when the second debate came up, that he brought all of Clinton's women that he had affairs with to shame him. But there's sort of, don't you feel like there's a little bit of an irony or here that he may have women that could be brought out against him.
Well, listen, let me try to nail something down here first, though. So you were getting set to vote for Trump. You were about to vote for Trump, but then the Access Hollywood tape came out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I didn't really get the part that you were saying about him being a player until that tape.
Okay, but listen, Donald Trump had always, you know, had been with a mover and shaker in New York at all the parties. He was always photographed by the paparazzi, even before marriage, with, you know, attractive women. You know, that's why I called him a player. Trump has always been a player, and if you believe it, he was also a player after he even married Melania. So you were set to vote for Trump. Access Hollywood tape comes out with Billy Bush on the tour bus, and you decided not to vote for Trump. Are you a Republican, typically? Do you typically vote Republican?
Well, actually, I'm an independent, and that's what I was saying to you about where I want to know who my politicians are and what, you know, what their beliefs are, and if they're, you know, it's just like we've seen all these scandals where these guys are coming out whichever party it is, about their really moral, and then they're having these affairs with men or women, whatever.
Well, Jane, let me ask you another question. So what's worse, Hillary Clinton breaking federal law, probably should have gone to jail, and those surrounding her who helped facilitate should have gone to jail. What's worse, private email server, top secret material being cut and pasted and taken off of the State Department intranet and then forwarded over regular email channels to the Hillary Clinton server, tens of thousands of missing emails. I'll throw Benghazi into the mix and all that. What's worse, Hillary Clinton's foibles and dastardly deeds, or Donald Trump being a womanizing playboy? What's worse?
I think we would have to.
Well, there's only one correct answer here, but go ahead.
I feel like you have somebody who is going to be a womanizer and is going to demean women and is going to cheat on their wife. It may be just an indication of their moral character, and then you have to wonder if that moral character extends to other things that they do. So I don't think it's that cut and paste. That, you know what I mean?
Well, the answer I was looking for is Hillary's behavior far outweighed, as far as I'm concerned, Trump's behavior. National security issues, four dead, vis-a-vis Benghazi. I find Hillary's issues far more dangerous than Trump. However, and I'm a fair guy, and Jane, you might want to turn up your radio and hear where I'm going next, okay? And I want to thank you for your call.
Well, thank you.
You know, one of the issues here regarding President Trump and the allegations from Stormy Daniels, and then, of course, you have the other Playboy model. Her name is McDougal. The issue is the susceptibility to blackmail, or, does Vladimir Putin have something over Trump's head? Is that why, Trump has been not quick on the trigger to criticize the Russians or approve, let's say, the NSA from going after the Russians? Congress approved a whole new set of sanctions against the Russians last summer, and the White House hasn't pulled the trigger to initiate. And, listen, I'm a guy that thinks of everything. I try to think of all of the angles, and of course I can't, I don't at all times, but I try to think of as many angles as I possibly can. And it's always concerned me, could Trump be the subject of blackmail? Or could he be swayed to do one thing because somebody has something over his head? And this is a fascinating area in which to delve, because the argument can be made that the president, with the Stormy Daniels affair, which I think it happened, and that the other Playboy playmate, this McDougal that's come forward and said, hey, I had a fling as well, and whatever else exists out there, if there's anything else, that having leverage or being in a position of being president and having some of these historical issues in your past, this opens up the door to blackmail susceptibility. Let me take it one step further. And I'm not accusing Trump. I'm not saying that Trump has done anything wrong. I don't think he has. I'm still a little weirded out on the fact that he won't really go after Russia and attack Putin. Putin is an assassin, a murderer. Putin absolutely knew exactly what his government was doing. Putin authorized it all to meddle in our elections. Come on. We've got the latest poisoning of this former Russian military guy and his wife or girlfriend. They were poisoned in London. Some kind of nerve agent actually was used on them. And trust me, the Russians tried to assassinate this guy in Great Britain. It's a story just developing in the last couple of days. I'm very vocal, and I want Trump to call out Putin and Russia. And to say that, oh, I don't think Putin, you know, knew of the medal. Of course he did. Of course Putin knew. He knew of everything. And it just appears that Trump, on some occasions, tries to, it seems, shield or protect Putin. And, you know, it makes you wonder, is there any chance that Putin does have something on Trump? But just to conclude here, issues that Trump has been allegedly involved in. So Stormy Daniels and the Playboy model. Those issues would prevent men and women from working in the White House for the president because they couldn't get security clearance. So essentially, the president is accused of a whole bunch of things that would prevent him from getting security clearance to work in his very own White House, essentially. I mean, think about that for a moment. If you want some wacky stuff to ponder, you know, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Oh, we've got, do me a favor, Sue. Ask, just to confirm that it's Gia the porn star, ask Gia quickly what email address she used to send me the email and then tell it quickly in my ear just so I know it's her. All right? Hurry up. Ask her which email address. That's correct, so it is her. Okay, put up Gia the porno star. All right. Gia in Vegas. Gia's a porno star who sent me an email comment. So, Gia, you heard me say that the average well-known porn star has a lifespan in the industry of 17 and a half years, and Stormy Daniels is at the end of that right now, and I'm suggesting that she's trying to cash in and have a revenue stream, and the lawsuit filed clearly is to generate revenue. That's my position. Do I think she had a fling with Trump? Probably so. Gia, go ahead and weigh in. Gia, how long were you a porno star?
I actually only did films for, let's say, about 4 years, and I did it while I was in college.
Okay.
And I had intended to quit after I did quit. Being in films, it's really rough on your body. It's really rough on your, on your psychology and things like
Gia,
that.
Gia, how old are you? If you don't mind me asking, how old are you now, Gia?
Let's just say I'm in my late 30s.
Late 30s. And then you also, your email says that you live with a famous porn star by the name of PJ Sparks. Now, I'm not aware of her, but is she she's a famous porn star, PJ Sparks?
Yeah, she was very popular in like the late 90s, maybe actually early 90s. That was when there were still fewer porn stars and you could make a lot more money doing it.
Gotcha.
Around the 2000s, that's when I was in films. They had started doing a lot of gonzo films, which is like point of view, like the quality of the films went down. And then they started paying a lot less. However, you could still make about $800 to $1,000 or more.
Now, Gia, I only have a minute or so left because I've got a hard break coming up. What do you do now? What kind of work do you do these days?
Well, I was a licensed acupuncturist for like 5 years.
Oh, wow.
I had trouble getting my practice going. I actually have a master's degree, but right now I'm a taxi driver.
Wow. And does your roommate or who you live with, PJ Sparks, does she still work or no?
Well, she's not my roommate anymore. We were roommates like way back when I was
Way back in the day. Is she still in the industry?
You know what? So here's my comment, and that's what was in the email that I sent you. I know a lot of women who are sex workers. I have very good friends who are sex workers of different types. A lot of them are dominatrixes. I actually happen to work at an S&M dungeon, and some of the clients who came.
Hey, Gia, I tell you what, Gia, I'm up against the clock here. Can we carry you over?
What does that mean, to the next break?
Yeah, because I want to get your take also on Stormy Daniels. Hang on, back in a moment, folks.
This is Schnitt.
All right, we are going to try to get the former pornographic actress from Vegas back on the line when we begin hour number three in just about 6 or 7 minutes. So hang on. I want her take on Stormy Daniels and if she knows her. Hang on. Coming up.